in viewing the imams, they believe in something called infallibility. Ismatul imam, yani infallible. He cannot be mistaken. Because they said the imam receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly the message. And the imams have wahi, revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Listen to what? Al-Imam al-Akbar, they call him, the greatest imam. Yani not imam of the East, not among them. Scholars, yani. Muhammad al-Husayn al-Kashif, al-Kashif al-Ghita, has a book, it called Aslu al-Shi'ati wa Usuliha, The Fundamentals of Shia, page 59. He said, Al-Imam, yajibu an yakuna ma'suman kan-Nabiyya an al-Khata'i wal-Khati'a. Imam must be like the Prophet, cannot make mistakes, cannot be wrong. And another imam, or another scholars among them, Muhammad al-Ridha al-Mudhaffar, has a book called Aqaid al-Imamiyya. And now I didn't repeat any book, just maybe al-Kulayni, I quoted twice. Several books. This book been published in Lebanon, Dar al-Safwa, page 91. يقول ونعتقد أن الإمام كالنبي. We believe that imam, exactly like the Prophet, he must be infallible. He cannot be in any way committing any kind of الرذائل والفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن. All kind of sins or evil act, in public or in secret, since his childhood until his death, even though he will not commit anything of this intentionally or unintentionally. And he cannot see the imam. Listen, what is he going to say? قال كما يجب أن يكون معصوما من الخطأ والسهو والنسيان. The imam cannot forget, cannot make mistakes, cannot forget and cannot make mistakes. You know, the Prophet ﷺ, once he prayed and he forgot. He prayed 2 rak'ah or 3 rak'ah or 4 rak'ahs and he made salam. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, oh, I was mistaken. Then the imams cannot any higher than the Prophet ﷺ. Al-Khumayni again has another book called Al-Wasiyya Al-Ilahiyya, page 5. He said, we are so proud that our imams are imams who cannot be mistaken in any way, starting from Ali and ending with Al-Mahdi. سر الزمان صاحب الزمان. This is يعني, I think it's very obvious that they will say that. If they said he shared God in his station, so that's makes sense at least to say he cannot be mistaken. Also because they believe that imams has the right. They believe that imams has the right to make laws. They have the right to make laws. Even if it is not yani, or against or different from what in the Quran and Sunnah. Because they receive revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His statement can change one of Allah's rules which is mentioned in the Quran or in Sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he's like the Prophet. If we said he received revelation, he must be free from mistakes. He cannot be mistaken. And they've been asked a question, one of their scholars, if this is the case, how we can differentiate between the Prophet and the Imam? The answer was from that scholar, Shi'i scholar. He said the revelation the Prophet received, he sees the angels and he hears the angels. But the Imams, he doesn't see the angels, he only hears the angels. So maybe he hears devil, shaitan, or jinn. Who tells him this is an angel? Anyway, also, to show you how much they are extreme, they have a special books. And this is one part of their beliefs, that they must visit the graves of their imams. And they have a lot of books been authored related to the rule and regulations of visiting the graves of the imams. They have a book called Kamil al-Ziyarat. Kamil al-Ziyarat. لأبي القاسم جعفر بن محمد بن قولويه. In the index of this book, chapter 58, visiting the grave of al-Husayn, the best deed ever you can offer it. Chapter 59, whoever visit al-Hussein's grave as if he visited Allah's in his throne. Chapter 92. The mud of al-Hussein graves, healing and security. Shifa'un wa aman. Chapter 94. What the person should say while he's eating the mud of al-Hussein's grave. Bismillah wa al-akhirah. I don't think you're eating mud, you can say anything. It's going to fill your mouth. Another book, it's called Nur al-Ayn, Fi al-Mashi ila Ziyarati Qabr al-Husayn. The author is Muhammad ibn Hassan al-Asbahani. Been published in Beirut, Dar al-Mizan. Look to the name of these chapters, just the titles, without going over the narrations. Chapters is enough. Chapter إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَزُورُ الْحُسَيْنَ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةِ جُمُعَةِ Allah visit the grave of al-Husayn every night of every Friday night. Chapter, visiting al-Husayn's grave equal to 22 Umrah. Chapter, whoever did not Hajj, didn't make Hajj, and he did visitation to the Husayn grave, it's equal to the Hajj, khalas. And if he did not make Umrah, but he did visitation or he visited al-Husayn's grave, it's equal to Umrah. He said, whoever wished to seize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should visit the grave of Husayn a lot. Chapter, and there's narrations. This is just an example of how much these people are extreme in their imams. And believe me, there is more than this. There's much, much more than this, especially when they come to the last one, as you will see. This belief, why I focus a lot about it? It is the fundamental belief of this group. What is the result of this belief? What comes out of this belief? One, this principle lead them to say that the Quran been changed. Why? Because if imams been appointed by God, they must been mentioned in the Quran. And they must been mentioned in the Quran, must been mentioned. It is the most principle or the most important issue in Quran, in religion, that's right. It's the principle of the religion. It's the most important pillar of Islam in their opinion. So how come the most important issue in religion never been mentioned in the Quran? They said the reason for God to choose these imams so people were not confused. So for sure he will mention them by their names so people will not get been confused. That's right. So we asked them, if this is the case, where they are? They said they were exist in the Quran, these verses, but the Prophet companion take them out from the Quran. They said, no, they've been mentioned. God revealed these ayah, these verses. But where is it? They change it. See how this principle lead them to this? Because they have no other choice. They cannot keep this principle and they claim that the Quran is correct. Otherwise, where they are? The Quran never said about anything about them. And this is not a belief of a minority of the Shias, as they try to claim. Or as some of Ahl Sunnah, of scholars who claim they are Sunni, they always say, this is maybe individual cases. No. Whoever said this, they are today the most knowledgeable scholars in the Shia's history. And we never ever heard any Shi'i said we are free from these names. And even the Shi'as came out with books, they said, we don't accept this concept that the Quran been changed. There's some Shi'as really wrote against that. But they wrote against that just to trick us. Why? Because when they said we don't believe in that, they did not make takfir to whoever said that. They didn't say, oh, this is kafir who said that, he's not representing us. No, they still consider him as a great scholar. They still take his books as a reference. Let's see. Give you some the biggest names, or the most famous names,